Well, let's summarize what we discovered about percentage changes when using the midpoint method. From $4 to $3, or from point A to B in the demand curve, percentage change in quantity equals 40. Percentage change in price equals negative 29. From $3 to $4, or from point B to A on the demand curve, percentage change in quantity equals negative 40. Percentage change in price equals 29. Since the price elasticity is nothing more than the ratio of percentage changes, it is clear that using the midpoint method, the price elasticity of demand from A to B in the demand curve would always be the same regardless of the direction we use to calculate it.